Hey, how are you? Obviously, you've had some quite exciting times as of recent. So, how are you?
Yeah, I'm sort of just like, just busy, just very, very busy. And I guess just riding the wave of being really busy. Because I think on the one hand, I'm like, I would love to just chill for a second. But on the other hand, I understand that like life just works in these sort of ebbs and flows. And so when everything's kind of happening, then just like you just got to kind of ride it out.
Now, I'm interested to know, when you kind of do relax and give yourself a break,
yeah,
do you kind of end up thinking about music and songwriting and things like that?
I mean, that is my best, like, relaxation. If I actually have time to just sit down and, like, noodle, like, doodle on a guitar or mess around, then yeah, definitely. Or, like, I also like to paint. Like, I'm not good at it, but I like painting. That relaxes me. So, yeah, creativity is my relaxing, my form of relaxation.
Yeah, I totally get the painting thing. Like, you know, a wee easel down by a lake somewhere. It sounds so idyllic, you know?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's very meditative.
Hey, so obviously we're talking because you got this big, exciting gig coming up. How are you feeling for it? I mean, you must be excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I mean, we had our first rehearsal for the other day. And that was the first time I was starting to be like, oh, whoa, this is happening and it's going to be so cool. Like, what an honour. Yeah, obviously massive fan of both Boom and Rev. So I'm just, like, super excited. And also, I haven't really played a show with my full band, I think, for most of this year. So
really? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty special. And I think we've played one other show as a full band this year. So it's quite special.
What's it like when you kind of do these, I guess, collaborative gigs? Is it very different?
I don't think I've done one before, so I don't know. This is,
oh, wow.
Yeah, this is my first sort of experience doing a show like this, which is what is cool, because I guess it's kind of rare. Like, you have festivals and you have, you know, a supporting act on band, but you don't usually have, like, three bands. So I think that's what makes this pretty special.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I mean, you maybe see two, but you don't often see kind of three big acts together. How did this come about?
Honestly, I don't really know. I got a text from Buzz from Boom, and he was like, hey, you want to do this? And I was like, yeah. And I think, like, maybe a year ago or something, we did a show together or on the same bill, and we sort of briefly talked about it. So he knew I was keen. And I think, yeah, that's all I can remember, to be honest.
We like anything that's easy, you know?
Yeah.
It's not too bad. So
exactly.
I want to kind of turn back to ideal home noise for a second, because I mean, everyone fell in love with that. I mean, aww, congratulations. What was
thank
that
you
like as, like, the creator of it? Wow, just to see this thing go crazy and, like, people just adore it.
Oh, that's so nice. I don't know, I feel like it was like maybe a bit of a slow burn, like, honestly, over time. So I feel like it didn't necessarily feel like, oh, whoa, like, everybody loves my album. I think it was more just, like, over time I would hear things from people directly about their experiences and things like that. So it wasn't, it didn't feel, like, super crazy. But obviously that made, like, winning the Tate even more kind of strange, because I just feel like I just didn't expect it. But since then, yeah, I've obviously heard a lot from people about how they feel about the record, and I mean, like, it's quite hard to fully accept, eh? I think a bit of part of me blocks off some of that love because I'm like, I don't know how to receive this. This is just, like, too sweet.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, if I was getting that many compliments, I wouldn't know what to do either. I would just be freaking out. But yeah, again, it is totally, totally well deserved. So are you going to be performing with Voom or Reb Fountain, like, at the same time?
Well, you'd have to buy a ticket to figure that one out.
You know, even as I was saying that, I was like, wait, you wouldn't give that away. That's gonna be the surprise.
Yeah.
So do you have a particular favorite Reb Fountain and Voom song? Like, are there songs from each of them you'd love to sing with them?
Oh, that's so hard. Maybe, like, Best, like, with Voom. And yeah. I really like Don't You Know Who I Am by Reb, but yeah.
Oh, you've...
I mean, I like a full album experience though as well, you know. I'm an album kind of gal.
Yeah, right, totally. So other than this, you know, gig that's obviously coming up, how's your 2024 looking?
Honestly, it's like I'm working on an album at the moment, and I am releasing an EP in 2 weeks that it's announced. And that's me. Like, I'm just focusing on making stuff. And then after that, I have no idea. But if anyone has any opportunities for me, please let me know.
I appreciate the honesty there. Vera, thank you so much for talking to me. I am so, so, so goddamn excited for this gig. Is there any way to, like, sneak backstage and hang out with you all?
Probably. Just be really nice and cool and buy our merch and stuff.
Ah, yes. Oh, is there merch available? Let's plug that for you for a sec. Is there going to be merch available?
There will be. I'm making some really cool stuff. I'm really excited.
Oh, brilliant. Well, to our audience out there, make sure you are bringing all your monies. Vera, thank you so much for talking to me today. I really appreciate it, and it's congratulations for all your successes. They're all really well deserved. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.